17 people were killed today in a fierce gun battle in the disputed state of Kashmir between Indian troops and suspected Islamic militants. The five-hour battle, followed by one day, discussions between the prime ministers of India and Pakistan on ways to ease tensions and improve relations. The two nuclear neighbors have fought three wars since 1947, two of them over Kashmir. They came close to a fourth conflict last year after an attack on the Indian parliament in New Delhi. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
In the past month and a half, as the U.S. pursued its war against the regime of Saddam Hussein, Indian officials were making increasingly belligerent statements regarding Pakistan and its support for what India calls cross-border terrorism. Indian officials were hinting they too had the right to go after governments that threatened their security, a reference to Pakistan's support for Muslim militants fighting Indian rule in Kashmir. Then last week, a sudden turnaround. In a speech in Kashmir's summer capital, Srinagar, India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee extended what he called the hand of friendship to Pakistan, urging a resumption of dialogue between the two nations. Last night, Pakistan's Prime Minister Zafarullah Khan Jamali telephoned Vajpayee, the first high-level contact between the two countries in a year and a half. Officials say the two men talked for more than 10 minutes about improving bilateral relations. Jamali also invited Vajpayee to visit Pakistan in the near future. Khurshid Mahmood Kasturi is Pakistan's foreign minister.
People have asked somebody 3 weeks ago, nobody would have predicted that this would happen. Three wars have already taken place, and Kashmir's resolution has not been possible as a result of those three wars. So it's quite obvious that war is not the solution. So there's now need for a sustained and a composite dialogue.
It's not clear what prompted this sudden thaw. The U.S. has been pushing both sides to resolve their differences, especially over Kashmir. And while Vajpayee extended his hand of friendship, the fine print, as always, appeared to make talks contingent on an end to cross-border terrorism. Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf pledged more than a year ago to do just that, but Indian officials say infiltration is continuing. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage is due in the region next week and will no doubt urge the two sides to take the path of cooperation, not confrontation. Indian officials today were guardedly optimistic about yesterday's development, but offered no word on whether or when further discussions might take place. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Kasturi says he's hopeful, if wary.
All of us should try and look to the future with optimism and also caution people not to forget that there are a lot of people who are not interested in Pakistan and India improving their relations, and they exist in both the countries. There are people in Pakistan, people in India. Therefore, we should keep the momentum in our own hands.
Analysts are cautioning not to expect too much too quickly. Pakistani and Indian officials are suggesting the first step could be the restoration of air, rail, and road links severed after the attack on the Indian parliament in December 2001. More progress would likely depend on India being convinced Pakistan is serious about ending cross-border infiltration. At a time of year when that infiltration usually increases, as snows melt in the mountain passes used by the militants to enter Indian-controlled territory. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.